You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. There are so many sounds that we tune out every day. It could be car traffic, the TV in the other room, the hum of a light bulb. But an educational hike put on by the Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy seeks to help you pay attention to every decibel of the outdoors. Soundscape ecologists Dr. Sharon Gill and Rachel Steining from Western Michigan University will be leading a walk through Chipman Preserve tomorrow. I took a similar walk with Nate Fuller, who oversees many of the preserves for the Land Conservancy. We started out on the trail just a few steps away from the road.
There's a lot of really interesting research coming out of from soundscape ecologists about the way sound influences wildlife, but also influences people. Even the way we learn, the way we relax, the way we can't relax. They're doing studies out here on the field sparrows that live here at the Chipman Preserve. And they've looked at field sparrows and chipping sparrows and finding that birds that build their nests closer to the road, for example, we're hearing some road noise probably right now, they'll shift their songs into different octaves to make their songs carry better. And so there's a competition not just for what kind of trees and bushes to build their nests in, but where it sounds best. But that's not just wildlife. That's humans as well. From what I understand is they're finding some of these loud urban settings are detrimental to the learning process, and that site placement of schools becomes really important. Take a little walk a little farther down here, get away from the road noise, and we'll sort of see how the sound shifts. And that's part of this walk, is to start in a place with some anthropogenic sounds, some road noise, and we can move into the property and see how the sound shifts. This afternoon we're walking, we get a little more crunch to here, and there's a little bit of a breeze. There's a whole high canopy wind sound. To our right here is a little blue stem with a few stands of big blue stem grass and some Indian grass, but all deep-rooted native plants. We're in towards late afternoon. This is cricket time. You know, people talk about recharging their batteries, going out to natural areas. And some of that is visual, being in a visually beautiful place, but a lot of it is tied to the sounds. If we have the exhaust fan on in the kitchen, it just amplifies everything. And it's when I shut it off, we all kind of take a little bit of a more of a deep breath, or at least I certainly do. We have to have a filter, or else our brains would be overwhelmed with information. I think there's real value in learning how to adjust our filters so that we have a better understanding of our surroundings. Because there are some of these background sounds, or not even so background, that have a real effect in the way we, in the way we feel, in the way we live.
That was Nate Fuller, the Conservation and Stewardship Director of the Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy. The Conservancy will host a sound walk tomorrow, led by WMU soundscape ecologists. The walk starts at 10 a.m. at Chipman Preserve in Comstock Township. If you go, Fuller says, try not to wear clothes that make loud sounds when you move. To find out how to reserve your spot or how to join the next sound walk, follow the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.